You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. It's a Friday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers, first responders out there making working around the clock, making sure the people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there making sure the people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers out there making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. And, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Ooh-wee, we about to get into some major Falcons talk. It is a Falcons Friday, and it's also going to be a Falcons Monday. And then kind of a Falcons reactionary Tuesday, because obviously Falcons don't play on Sunday, they play on Monday. So we still get a Falcons Friday because it's still Falcons Friday. And it's going to be a Falcons Monday because obviously they'll be playing on Monday. And then we'll react to the game on Tuesday. Easy peasy lemon squeezy, you feel me? But what we are going to do right now, I'm going to let you hear all the things you've been wanting to hear. I'm going to let you get some answers. We're both going to get some answers because I want these answers too. Some questions were asked to Zach Robinson, to Kirk Cousins, to Raheem Morris. Some good questions, I might add. And they gave some insight as to why we saw what we saw last Sunday against the Pittsburgh Steelers in week one. I want to start with Zach Robinson because I personally have been wondering, just like I'm sure you have been wondering, what was Zach Robinson doing out there? Look, whether or not Kirk Cousins is completely healthy, even though they do continue to say, including yesterday when they all spoke to the media, Kirk Cousins, Raheem Morris, Zach Robinson, everybody, not everybody, but a lot of Falcons, important Falcons, they all continue to say that Kirk Cousins is healthy. Well, if he was healthy, then why didn't we run any play action? Why did we work exclusively out of the shotgun and the pistol? Why didn't Kirk go under center? Why did there not seem to be any adjustments made in the game? We need answers, Zach. We need answers. Well, he gave us some answers yesterday, and we are going to go through those right now. So, first, I want to let you hear from Zach Robinson talking about, this is what he said when asked if Kirk's health is related to pistol and shotgun abundance. This was the question. He was asked if Kirk's health is related to pistol and shotgun abundance. And look, that we all made something of that, and we all thought, okay, are they just lined up in pistol and shotgun because Kirk isn't healthy, because he can't really drop back? I mean, what's the problem here? Like, what's going on? Why are they exclusively working out a shotgun and pistol, it looks like? Why aren't we seeing any play action? Why aren't we seeing any bootlegs? Well, here's what Zach Robinson had to say when he was asked if Kirk's health is related to the pistol and shotgun abundance from week one.
It just kind of went with the flow of the game. I think early on in the game, we did some good things. Obviously, the first drive, the first half, we had a couple good things going. Second half, the penalties and some of those things that just kicked us back and put us in some second and longers and third and longers. Those were really tough situations to be in, where you're in a little bit more of a drop back pass type of mode in those situations. So, certainly not concerned with Kirk's mobility at all. He's looked great out there. He's moving around really well today, so no concerns at all.
Okay. All right. Well, can we get a little change of what we're doing then? Can we get a little variety? Can we get a little flavor? And not just flavor. Can we get some changes in flavor? Can we get a whole bunch of different flavors? You know how you like, if you order a bunch of wings, say you're going to a party, you're hosting a party, you order 100 wings, you ain't getting 100 teriyaki. Or if you're an ATL, you ain't getting 100 lemon pepper wet. You're going to get about 20 lemon pepper wet, maybe like 20 teriyaki. You're going to get 20 mild. You're going to get 20 of something else. You get what I'm saying. So we need that variety. We need those changes in flavor. We need the adjustments here in week two. Because, again, Philly is going to what you put out on film, Philly's going to be like, okay, guess what? We're not going to let you do what you did. You're going to have to do something else. We're going to make you do something else. Because if you try to do the things you did in week one, guess what? You're going to have the same result that you had against Pittsburgh at home. So sticking to, real quick, the pistol formation and why that was so popular in week one. And I'm going to give a shout out to the morning shift. They made a very good point. I don't think it was yesterday. I think it might have been Wednesday. Either way it goes, they made a good point about how Zach Robinson coming over for the Rams, knowing that Sean McVay in that Rams offense, they ran a lot of pistol sets, ran a lot of pistol formations, and they really liked the pistol. And obviously Zach, when he was with the Rams, was the passing game coordinator. Obviously, he liked the pistol as well, and they found some success, obviously, in the pistol. So he talked about that and talked about how he's trying to bring that success he found with the Rams with the pistol formation over to Atlanta. So here's what he had to say about that.
You know, that was something that we, last year with the Rams, we realized, like, man, you really have kind of everything at your disposal because you're in the dot, and you kind of have your play pass, you have everything, you have your drop back pass still intact there. So, like what the versatility of the pistol does bring, but again, we'll continue to mix it, and I'll be base-to-base on a week-to-week basis.
Okay. All right. Look, there's nothing wrong with running plays out of the pistol. It's nothing wrong with what they were doing. It's just you were doing so much of it. We want to see something else. You know what I'm saying? Again, can we get a little variety? Can we get some changes in the flavor? Can't just be the same flavor over and over and over and over again. Let's get something else. Let's get some play action going. And speaking of play action, there was a lot made, rightfully so. There was a lot made of the Falcons not running one single play action play last Sunday. Not one. Nada. Zilch. Why was that? Well, Zach Robinson talked about that yesterday, and he explained why there were no play action passes called on Sunday.
Yeah, I think, again, the flow of the game and how things went, you know, there were some that were called that, you know, based on the defensive look, didn't end up getting getting called. So I think those will continue to be mixed in. But certainly the way the game plan went and the way the just overall flow of the game kind of took us out of a few of those things.
Okay, I get that. I can live with that. I can live with that. They had some called, and the way the flow of the game was going, what Pittsburgh did and what Pittsburgh showed you, you felt best to check out of it, or Kirk felt best to check out of it. I can live with that, and I can understand that. So hearing that does make me feel a little bit better, to be quite honest with you, to know that they at least had some called and that they just needed to check out of it because of what Pittsburgh was trying to do. Again, I can live with that. Do I still want to see play action? Of course. But if Pittsburgh is playing play action and you feel like the play is not going to be successful, then there's no reason to still run it. So, again, I get that. I can live with that. We had just not heard that until now. So we were all wondering what the heck is going on. But hearing it now, it does make me feel a little bit better. And I wonder if it makes you feel a little bit better as well. Okay. Let's move on to Big Kirko, Perk Duggins, because while we were just letting you hear from Zach Robinson, Kirk Cousins talked about his communication with Zach Robinson, and I think this is very important because a relationship between a quarterback and an OC is oh so very important. Very, very important, excuse me. And how these guys are communicating, how Kirk and Z-Rob are going to communicate is very, very crucial to how this offense is going to run. So let's hear Kirk Cousins talk about his communication with Zach Robinson.
Yeah, it's been great with Zach, having good feedback, good conversation since April of, hey, here's my history, but also, you know, what have you done? And, you know, both ways explaining why, you know, hey, I want you to do this, here's why, or hey, I would like to do this, here's why. So you kind of come to this, I wouldn't even say like middle ground, but you come to this place of, okay, here's some feedback I give, here's some feedback you give. So there's a lot of communication back and forth to make sure that we're both feeling good about what we're doing.
Gotta have it. Gotta have that communication. It is, like I said, oh, so very important. And hopefully they continue to talk things out, and hopefully that offense looks a whole lot better on Monday, because we said it before, they are absolutely, positively going to need better offense. Again, I hope the defense can hold the Philadelphia Eagles to 6 field goals and 18 points. That would be an absolute win when you talk about this Eagles offense having Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley, and Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert. It'd be an absolute win if they can hold them boys to that, but I just don't think that's going to happen. I'm not saying our defense is going to get ran. Our defense is going to get mollywopped. I'm not saying our defense is going to get destroyed or anything like that, but it is going to be tough to hold them out of, to keep, first of all, keep them out of the end zone like they did with the Steelers, and it's going to be hard to keep them under 20 points, in my opinion, as well. Remember, they put up 34 points on the Green Bay Packers, a playoff team from last year. Now, I know Green Bay wasn't necessarily known for their defense, but still, Green Bay is a solid team. And obviously, Philly showed you who they are as well. Okay, let's let you hear some more from Big Kirko, because Big Kirko was talking about and explaining the pistol usage and his square stance in the gun. And now, again, this is getting back to the why of they were doing what they were doing and why we were seeing what we were seeing on Sunday. So Kirk was talking about, again, you know, explaining the pistol usage and why they were in pistol so much, why he had a square, more of a square stance in the gun. And here's what he had to say about that yesterday.
Yeah, you know, we started with pistol back in April. That was a big fundamental philosophy, going talking with, you know, our offensive line coach, talking with our coaches as to what we wanted to do schematically. And then they basically said, in the pistol, you can stand however you want. And back in April, I said, you know, I just feel like I'm closed off, you know, to the right, handing the ball off. The back's on you really quick in the pistol under center. He's not on you as quick. And I thought, you know, turning right with my right foot forward like I've been in the past. In the pistol, it's hard to do because I'm kind of closed off. It's hard to get open to the back the way I want. So I think I'm going to square up my stance. Watch some tape of Peyton Manning, who when he was in the pistol had some success with it. He was kind of a square stance. Thought he looked pretty comfortable, had a good rhythm to it. I thought I'm going to try that. I was going back to 2013. I was in the pistol a lot when I backed up Robert Griffin because of the zone read. We were in the pistol a lot, and I was always a square stance in the pistol. So I thought, you know, going back 10 years, my history in 2013 was 2012 was square stance in the pistol. I'm going to go back to that. So if you go back and watch that tape, 2012, 2013, it was a square stance. And then I was left foot up when Kevin O'Connell got to Minnesota. I'd always been right foot up. He then said, I want to try left foot up. And then went back to right foot up in 23. So, it's been a constant evolution, but you're always kind of working through it, and felt like square stance and the pistol made the most sense.
So there you hear Kirk Cousins. Look, he's adapting to every situation and every place he's been in. It's been a little different depending on the offense, depending on the formation and all that. So he's continuing to adjust. Look, even though we do have a veteran QB that has been around the block plenty of times, we still had to know that there was going to be an adjustment period. Now, I don't think anybody is upset about the adjustment period, but I think we're more so upset about we didn't think the adjustment period was going to look like this. We thought they would be a little bit more far along and the adjustment period wouldn't be quite as painful as what Sunday was offensively. All right, I want to let you hear one more from Big Kirko, and everybody who drafted Drake London to their fantasy team was probably a little perturbed on Sunday because he did not have a huge game, wasn't that really much involved. I think he had three targets or whatever the case may have been, but was not a high output from Drake London. And look, I don't care so much about fantasy as much as production. And if Drake London helps the offense keep it pushing, then we need to get Drake London the ball more. And Kirk Cousins agrees, and he talked about how he can get Drake London more involved in the ball game.
Well, we got to stay on the field. I think we only had 50-some plays, and if you can have 75 plays, that's 20, 25 more opportunities to get Drake London involved. So when you're converting third downs, when you're staying on the field, when you're in, you know, manageable down and distances, you're going to get more at-bats for everybody. And if you have 50-play games, you know, it's going to be tough to get your whole unit involved. And then when you're in third and 15, you know, they're going to cover deep and cover the Drake London routes, and you're going to have to check it down. So we just got to, execute well on first and second down and third down and kind of give ourselves the chance to be in advantageous situations, which then gives you the ability to kind of put the wind at your back and involve, you know, everybody that you want to involve.
Get yourself in advantageous situations. That is something you can not only take into football, but take into life as well. Get yourself into advantageous situations. You heard it here first from Kirk Cousins. All right. When we come back here, 5 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, we will continue to let you hear from many Atlanta Falcons. We're going to flip it a little bit. We talked about the Falcons offense and why we saw what we saw. Like I said, I'm going to give you some answers. I'm going to continue to give you some answers, but I'm going to let you also hear some Falcons give their thoughts on this Eagles offense. How do they feel about Saquon Barkley? A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith. I'll let you hear it next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Yeah.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Friday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all our overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers. Work around the clock, making sure that people get their get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers, serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers as well. All my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. All my early morning, late night vending machine technicians making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. And, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. You know the vibes. What's coming up in about 14 minutes from now? Grill and Dylan, 404-726-0929. The phone lines will be open. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. If you have a thought on what went down last night, Thursday Night Football, Tua Tagovailoa, unfortunately, another scary concussion it looked like, had to go out of the game, went out on a stretcher. So that was tough to watch, and hopefully he's going to be okay. But movies, music, life, sports, don't matter. Whatever you want to talk about, we'll get into in about 14 minutes from now. But right now, I want to get into the Eagles offense and how the Falcons team right now feels about this Eagles offense. And let's begin where we started last segment, and that is with Zach Robinson. We're not going to start with Zach Robinson. Excuse me, because then I'll be lying to you. We might get to him eventually, but that's not where we're going to start. Because I do want to let you hear about this Eagles offense, not the Eagles defense right now. We want to talk about the Eagles offense. So with that being said, let's let you hear from, if I can find it here, let's let you hear from Jesse Bates, because he was giving his scouting report on the Eagles offense. And again, it's not going to be an easy task for a Falcons defense that has proved to be, look, maybe closer to midseason form than we thought, maybe gelling a little bit faster than we thought. But again, this is no shade, just truth. That Steelers offense was not, one, at its full potential, because they do want Russell Wilson to be the starter, and they had prepared up until that game as if Russell Wilson was going to be the starter. It was only, what, late Friday or whatever the case may be, that they knew Justin Fields was going to start. And, I mean, Russell Wilson still tried to warm up and give it a go on Sunday, so they knew very late it was going to be Justin Fields, and they hadn't necessarily they didn't necessarily game plan for Justin Fields being the quarterback. So I say all that to say, we didn't get a full-fledged Steelers offense. So with that being said, we should get a full-fledged Eagles offense, because it's looking like Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Saquon Barkley are going to be a go, Dallas Goedert as well. And Jesse Bates, again, was talking to the media yesterday, and he gave his scouting report on the Eagles offense.
Yeah, I think they do a really good job. You know, obviously every week's going to presents its own challenge. You know, with a running quarterback that can run a little bit, zone read it. And then you got two, you know, really good receivers that he can throw it up to as well. So, like I said, I think they do a really good job of getting their players the ball in space. You know, this game can sometimes be, you know, complicated by some coaches, but I think they do a really good job of just getting the ball out to, you know, some of their playmakers and, you know, letting them do the work after. So, you know, we got to tackle very well. I thought we did a really good job last week of tackling and swarming to the football, and that'll be the same thing for this week.
Definitely did a good job last week of tackling, swarming to the football, gang tackling, all that. And that definitely has to be the same case, just as Jesse said, this week, because a guy like Jalen Hurts, the morning shift had Mike Quick on, former Eagles wide receiver, and now he's a color analyst for the Eagles radio network. They had him on yesterday, and he said, you know, Jalen Hurts isn't as quick as he once was, and isn't as fleet of foot, and he wasn't sure if that's because, you know, of the knee injury Jalen was dealing with last year, if maybe that's still lingering, or he's just not as quick. Maybe he just lost a step because of that knee injury. Whatever the case may be, said while Jalen isn't as quick, he's still a big dude. He still got a very well-built lower half, squats like, what, 600 pounds? You got to make sure you bring this guy to the ground. And look, not only can he still run the ball fairly well, again, maybe not as well as he once did, but he can still run the ball fairly well. And obviously he can throw the ball around as well too. He's not just a runner. He can toss that pill around. He can dot that pill up if you give him the time to do that and a chance to do that. So Jesse Bates, knowing all that, talked about how to defend and what's going to be like defending Jalen Hurts on Monday night.
The first part is, you know, defending the zone read part of it when he actually takes off and run. And then obviously the other part of it is when he can extend plays. And, you know, as a defense, we talk about plastering and, you know, getting tight on to your guys if we're in a zone or something like that. You got to tie in on one guy and, you know, like I said, our D-line didn't have a lot of opportunities to go get the quarterback last week with, you know, a lot of these boots and stuff that we got last week. But this week, I think we'll have a little bit more drop back, true drop back, and hopefully those guys can go get the quarterback. So, yeah.
I think Jesse Bates makes a phenomenal point. Look, with that game plan that Arthur Smith put together for Justin Fields, it was pretty basic. Not going to lie to you. And again, it's not necessarily a fault of Justin Fields or Arthur Smith. It was because, again, they didn't know Justin Fields was going to start until pretty late in the process, the game planning process. So it was a matter of either Justin Fields is going to run the ball. It's either basically you look at your first read, and if your first read ain't there, you're running the ball. And so that was a lot of what the Falcons had to deal with on Sunday. And to Jesse's point, because of that, they didn't get a chance to get after the quarterback. The defensive line didn't get a chance to really pin their back and get after the quarterback. They had to, you know, make sure they kept their edge integrity and kept on make sure they set a good edge, because Justin Fields is very quick to run. Jalen Hurts, not as quick to run. He honestly wants to throw the ball, even though he can run, like I just told you, not as fleet as foot as he once was. And just as he, to give respect to Jalen Hurts, he has definitely developed and gotten better as a passer, and he's turned into more of a true drop-back passer. And that's why Jesse Bates, correctly so there, says they're going to have the defensive line of the Falcons is going to have more opportunities to pin their ears back and to try and sack Jalen Hurts. And I think that is absolutely correct. So hopefully Matthew Judon, Grady Jarrett, David Onyemata, Arnold Ebiketie, and all those boys got a chance to get some more sacks on Monday night. But something that we will most likely see, I'll be surprised if we don't see it, because when the Eagles get in short yardage situations, we know it's coming. The tush push.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
How do we stop the tush push? How do the Falcons defend the tush push? Well, Jesse Bates gave his thoughts on the tush push as well, and here's what he had to say.
You know, that's what they do. That's part of their strength. And, you know, I think we stopped a 4th-and-1, similar to a tush push last week. You know, there's no right or wrong answer to defending that, but, you know, if you could get those guys off on, you know, mess up their snap mechanics and, you know, second time, you know, they went hard count, I think, the second time. So it's just being detailed on that type of stuff that, you know, it might happen once or twice throughout the game, but just being prepared for it.
Got to be ready for it. And, look, it's hard to defend, but if anybody can figure it out, and if anybody has the personnel to do it, I think the Falcons have a pretty good personnel with Big Grady, David Onyemata, Zach Harrison, and then, you know, maybe Justin Simmons and Jesse Bates even flying down into the box and getting the job done as well, too. So hopefully the Falcons don't have to deal with the tush push too much. Hopefully they keep the Eagles in third down and long all night and they don't have to deal with it, but we're most likely going to see it on Monday, just to keep it a beam with you. But want to let you hear one more. Let's actually have an offensive player talk about the Philly's offense, and that's Bijan Robinson. He talked about the Eagles defense. So we'll mix in a little quote about the Eagles defense here before we go out. He talked about how he respects the Eagles defense and how he's friends with a lot of the Eagles defenders as well.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely have a lot of respect as well. You know, I know a lot of those guys on that defense. I played against them in high school, and you know, with Keely Ringo, and even in just 7-on-7, like Keely was one of my best friends. But I have a lot of respect for those dudes. You know, they're super explosive. They're smart, and obviously they're a younger defense, but I think they go out, they get after the ball, and you know, they run to the football, they pursue well. So, you know, I have a lot of respect for them as well. But you know, I can't wait to go out and face them and just match their physicality when we do get out there.
That's right, Bijan. Get out there and run over some people. That's what we want to see. Match their physicality for sure. Hopefully it's a fun one. Hopefully the Falcons offense has some things figured out, and hopefully the Falcons defense can look as good as they looked on Sunday. And hopefully all that comes together and ends up resulting in a Falcons win. And we're going to find out sooner rather than later. It's coming up Monday night, and you know you can hear right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, flagship station of the Atlanta Falcons. By the way, just to give you a little programming notice, pregame is going to start at 6 p.m. Chris Goforth, Mike Johnson, taking you all the way up to 8 o'clock, and then West Durham, Dave Archer, will take you to kickoff and bring you all the action of Falcons and Eagles, and then Atlanta Falcons post-game show right afterwards with Chris Goforth and Mike Johnson again. And Chris Goforth takes care of halftime for you as well. And then, you know, we got to have a Falcons flyover, Rob Tribble. He's going to hold it down for you after the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network post-game show as well. All right. You know what's coming up next. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. Grillin' Dylan, what's on your mind? 404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929. You want to talk about how you're feeling about the Falcons? Are you feeling any better now between Sunday, last Sunday, Monday, and now Friday? You feeling any better about the Falcons' chances? Do you feel worse somehow? I feel better. From maybe Sunday to Monday, I felt worse, but now I feel better. How are you feeling, though? We can talk about that. The Braves do start a big series with the Dodgers tonight. You can talk about that. Movies, music, life, sports, don't matter. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah, on Grillin' Dylan is coming up next. 404-726-0929 is the number. Call me up right now. We're taking your calls next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Friday. A Falcons Friday. It's going to be a Falcons Monday and even a Falcons Reaction Tuesday as well, with the Falcons playing on Monday Night Football this week as they take on the Philadelphia Eagles. We talked about that in length, not just today, but all week. And I'm going to let you hear. I want to hear from you and how you're feeling about maybe the Falcons-Eagles matchup. If you're feeling better, I don't think you necessarily should be feeling worse at this point, but maybe you are. And if you are, I'm giving you the platform to explain why. So we'll do Grill and Deal in just a minute. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there making sure the people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hotel workers, hospitality workers out there making sure the people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. And of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right. You know what? Braves got a tough matchup with the Dodgers starting tonight. It's going to be Spencer Schwellenbach, Schwelle, on the mound tonight for the Bravos. It's a four-game set against the Dodgers. And look, you need to at least split. You need to do whatever you got to do, whether it's take three out of, hopefully they take three out of four, hopefully even sweep. It's going to be tough to do, but hopefully they can do it. Realistically, if they can take three out of four or just split to maybe just keep pace with where the Mets are and keep pace right there with the Mets, that's the most important thing. Because at the end of the day, Braves trying to get in the postseason to see if they can make something happen. See if they can make something shake. So if they can do that, that'll be the key there. But got to come up with big hits. Got to come up with timely hits. And hopefully some guys continue to step up and step up in this series. But wanted to let you know about that. Atlanta United, by the way, got to show them a little love. They're back in action on tomorrow as they take on Nashville right here in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. 7:30 kick. Abe Gordon, Garrett Chapman going to give you the pregame show right here on your home, your flagship station for Atlanta United, the Five Stripes, Sports Radio 97 The Game. Excuse me, pregame will start at 6:30, the Five Stripes countdown, and then kick shortly after 7:30 with Mike Conte and Jason Longshore. All right, let's go ahead and get to it. It is time for Grill and Dylan. 404-726-0929, that is the number, 404-726-0929. Let's go ahead and get right into it. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. Let's head out to the truck where my friend Larry is residing. Larry, what's going on, man? How you feeling this morning, brother man?
Oh, man, don't worry about how I'm feeling. I'm going to ask you how you doing because, man, your voice is a little bit different today.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
I noticed that you've been struggling mm-hmm. a little bit with a little bit of sickness. So we hope you feel better. That's number one.
I appreciate okay? that. You know, I'm battling. You know, I'm on the mend. I'm on the up and up. But you know, we're still battling, Larry. We're out here fighting because you know I'm a fighter.
if you say so. But I tell you this, you will be a fighter if you go to Philadelphia and you wear anything in Atlanta. I don't think you should really do that. I understand repping your team, but I'm a little bit concerned about your safety. You know, if they beat up Santa Claus, Dylan ain't nothing.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm just saying.
That's true.
I just worry about my brother. I mean, there's a time to rep, and then there's a time, you know, just to, you know, just be cautious about it. That's all I'm saying.
And you know, Larry,
old man talking.
I'm glad you brought that up, Larry, too, because I really want to wear some Falcons gear, but everybody is advising me against it for the same reasons that you have said. And, you know, that's just and Larry, I find it a little sad. I find it very sad. I'm going to be honest, Larry, because I just want to go there and cheer on my team. I don't want no drama. I don't want no smoke with nobody. I don't want to cause no issues, Larry. You know what I'm saying?
I get it. But sometimes the way not to have the drama is to not to antagonize them. I got one more thing to say.
Go ahead.
One more thing to say after that.
Yes, sir.
The other thing you've done all week, bro, and I kind of got to say it, you've been leaving off the front and rear load truck drivers.
Come on, man. I have, Larry. I've been slipping.
Look, You take care of the FedEx people who bring you the packages and the Amazon people and the UPS, but you ain't taking care of the people who take the stuff away
That's right.
You don't need no more. You got to give honor to that. That's all I'm saying.
That's
you
true.
Know I love you, D, but hey. I got to say it.
Hey, it's all love, Larry. You know what? I appreciate the phone call. And, Larry, thank you for holding me accountable because I need that, Larry. I need that in my life. I need people to hold me accountable. So shout out to all the front and rear loan truck drivers 10 times over, including my guy Larry out there. All right, real quick. Let's get one more in here. Let's head out to Marlo. He's out in Dallas, Texas. Marlo, what's going on, man? How you doing, brother?
I'm in this big old...
Hey! I hear it.
Anyway, man. Hey, Dylan, man. Hey, I'm tired of all the talking heads and the coaches and all this. Man, they need to go back to running the ball. You got Tyler Algier. You got BJ. Run the ball, man. Run the ball. Stop throwing it. Run the ball. Beat some defenses up with the run game, and then catch them some passes, man. Run the ball, please.
There you go. Hey, Marlo kept it short and sweet, man. Run the ball. Give it to Bijan. Give it to Tyler. That's all you got to do. And look, Marlo actually makes a great point. Not only throughout the season, they need to obviously stick heavy to the run game, especially this week, though. That Eagles defense looks very leaky when we talk about their rush defense. Looked very leaky. So I think that is actually something that the Falcons really could exploit going into Monday night. I think that is going to be definitely a key to the game is I think they can have a lot of success running the ball against the Eagles, so they definitely need to run the ball, as Marlo said. All right, when we come back here, we will wrap things up on the Hometown Take and hand things off to the morning chef. Rob Tribble is in for Tiffany Blackman as she is on assignment. And Bo Morgan, Squid Billy, and Michael P., Mike Johnson, they're in the saddle as well. So we'll see what they got up for a Friday edition of The Morning Shift right after this on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Rob, you missed your chance to assault me.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.